Hello, and welcome to QCast. I'm Maggie McFadden with Quality Magazine. Statistical process control can be a valuable aid to any manufacturing company. I spoke with Jason Brigham, Director of ProLink Software in Glastonbury, Connecticut, providers of data collection and analysis software, to get an overview of SBC, as well as how a company can justify a software expense and the trends he's seen in the industry. He begins by explaining some of the benefits of SPC software.
Well, SPC in general is important because it helps you look at the parts you're making over time and determine how predictable your manufacturing process is. If you don't know how well you're able to make the parts, then you cannot accurately tell your customer that you can even meet their specs. In essence, you're flying blind. With SPC, you can identify the trends that are occurring in your process and actually forecast problems before they occur. Take it one step further. If you're using real-time SPC, then you're actually able to find the trends and make the adjustments that much sooner. We often find that customers who are inspecting parts with either, CMMs or hand gauges, and in many cases, they're writing the measurements on log sheets or typing them into Excel. The problem with this is that it's really slow and it's often difficult to read. And with real-time SPC software, you can immediately plot, the results directly from the measurement device. It can tell you whether or not you need to make an adjustment, and then, of course, provide long-term data storage so you can filter and report later on.
How can a manufacturing company justify the expense of SPC software for their budget, Jason?
Well, SPC helps to identify problems in your process. Problems like scrapping parts cost the company money, both in lost materials and the lost time it takes to reproduce that bad part. To follow up with what I was just mentioning about identifying trends before you actually make scrap, if you can predict a failure, you can actually fix the process before it literally failed and save the company money. As a simple example, toolware typically happens slowly and can cause the size of parts to change over time as they're being produced. If you're running SPC, you can identify the toolware and replace it before you actually make that part. Some companies we talk to just replace the tool after, 500 parts, let's say, because it's probably worn out. But what if that tool actually could have made 600 parts because it wasn't quite worn yet? Or even worse, what if the tool wore out earlier than expected and the last 100 parts were scrap? With SPC, you can actually see the data changing over time and replace the tool when it's needed, not based on an assumption. All of this saves the company, a lot of money over time. And as an example, we find our typical return on investments around 1 to 2 months.
What are some of the trends that you've seen in the manufacturing industry that has made SPC software more widely accepted?
Well, more recently, we've seen a greater popularity in purchasing SPC software due to two main reasons that we've seen, among many others, of course. The first is global competition, and the second is increasing supplier requirements. As, for global competition, as more and more manufacturing is moving overseas, companies are continuing to try and find ways to be more efficient in order to keep the cost of their products competitive. Real-time SPC tends to be part of that efficiency by reducing the scrap they're making. As for requirements, we've seen that larger corporations are increasingly requiring their suppliers to supply SPC results with their parts. As these requirements have increased, suppliers are turning to easy-to-use real-time SPC solutions to quickly solve those reporting requirements. In the end, the suppliers make their money producing good parts, not on writing reports. The faster you can deliver those results to them, the sooner they can get back to what they're really supposed to be doing.
How can SPC software help a manufacturer apply statistical methods to a manufacturing process to form the basis for decision making?
Well, with the exception of certain industries such as aerospace and medical, most companies make so many parts that it's impossible to measure all of them. And as such, how do you know parts you're delivered are all good if you can't spend the time to measure all of them, each one, hand one by one? By sampling parts at regular intervals and applying statistical math to the measurement results, SPC software can immediately tell you how in control your process is. The more in control your process is, the more confidence you have that the process is capable and stable.
Now, you've seen a trend, Jason, using Excel spreadsheets for reporting purposes directly from the SPC software. Tell us how your company has addressed that.
Well, as I was mentioning before, we're noticing more and more that companies supplying parts to larger corporations are being required to deliver their results along with their parts. And these are not necessarily SPC results. Sometimes it's just measurement results. Either way, it's almost always Excel spreadsheets. Since suppliers often supply parts to more than one customer with different reporting requirements, they have to take the results from their measurement equipment, run a bunch of calculations on them, and then move all that data to their customer's specific Excel report. All this activity takes an enormous amount of time. After all, Excel is a great spreadsheet, but typing and cutting and pasting data back and forth to Excel can take a while, never mind all the errors. And especially when you're dealing with, you know, multiple, you know, formatting requirements from different customers, it can be a real pain. To solve this, we created a product called the SBC Office Buddy. And at the time, we had a lot of customers that already had Minitab, and the product, the Buddy was actually really good at automatically sending the data to Minitab and running the capability charts they were looking for. But last year, we added the ability to send your data and charts directly to Excel in the custom format you need. The idea here is, by allowing customers to create any Excel report they need, with or without charts, we've been able to automate the final step in the process to a point where the data can flow directly from their CMMs or gauges to their Excel report. And reports that used to take hours are now being done in seconds.
That concludes our QCast interview. I'm Maggie McFadden with Quality Magazine. All of ProLink's software can be downloaded for a 30-day trial through their website. The website also hosts video tutorials and live web demos. Visit www.prolinksoftware.com. For more quality podcasts, visit qualitymag.com.